All right, everybody, welcome to the show. Eric isn't with us today, our normal host, so we're going to have a range of different co-hosts. The topic that we're going to go over today is the topic of the preservation of the Quran. Many of you are already interested in apologetics. You're probably familiar with the recent videos coming out with Shabir Ali and Yasser Qadri, Muhammad Hijab, all these Muslims coming out saying things that we've been saying for a really long time, but it's good to hear it from their side, from their scholars. And so what we're going to do is we're going to go over some clips, some video clips. Hopefully you guys will be able to see it too, and on the radio, hopefully you'll be able to hear it. And we'll pause, we'll interact with the comments. And if we have any guests who are Muslims and they hear things that they want to interact with, those in the Zoom, you guys can raise your hand and we'll let you in. So we're going to start actually showing the traditional Muslim position on the preservation of the Quran. So I'm going to start with showing, you guys should be able to see this. Okay. So can one of you guys verify that you can see that or not? On the clips?
We can see it, yeah.
Good. Okay, thanks so much. Okay, so here we have I'm going to show pictures of different Muslim scholars and their quotes, what they say. Here's one quotation. Only one Quran. By the way, these photos are from debate that I think is in Bernie Power. He had a debate about the Quran and whether it was preserved. And these are some pictures from his slides that I thought would be useful. So, the Quran's text is highly reliable. It has not been altered, edited, or tampered with since it was revealed. All Muslims know only one Quran, perfectly preserved, its original words, since the Prophet's death, with revelation ended. So these are the normal claims you hear from Muslim scholars. In fact, many Muslims can attest that this is exactly what they're taught growing up. They're taught, you know, one Quran and perfectly preserved, letter for letter, word for word. And just going to give a couple more quotes here. Preserved in its original form. The Holy Quran is the only divinely revealed scripture in the history of mankind, which has been preserved to the present time in its exact original form. And that's Suzanne Hanif in her book, What Everybody Should Know About Islam and Muslims. Okay, a couple more references, because we're all getting the idea here. This is what Muslims are taught. The Quran has been preserved word for word since the time of the Prophet. Okay, here's another quote. To this day, one can travel to any part of the world and pick up a copy of the Quran and find it is the same throughout the world. You can go anywhere in the world, according to this quote, go to any country, any Muslim country, pick up a Quran, and it's going to be the same throughout, anywhere you go in the world. Okay. We have one here from Abdullah Yusuf Ali, the popular translator of the Quran. He says, this is what Yusuf Ali says, and then we'll move on to the Shabir Ali, Yasser Qadri stuff. He says, not even a single letter. So the letter has been preserved, both in memory and in writing, that the Arabic text we have today is identical to the text as it was revealed to the Prophet. Not a single letter has yielded to corruption during the passage of the centuries. Abdullah Yusuf Ali, translator of the Quran. That's what he says. Is that true? Is that what Muslims are saying today? Is that what Muslim scholars are telling us today? And we'll find out. Just want to, I guess I'll end it with that. And then we'll play a short clip from Shabir Ali. And then we'll move on to the deleted footage. So stop sharing. Just kind of pulling up here. Okay, I'm going to have to switch. Okay, just going to switch my microphone so you guys can hear it.
and in our present time, and have people who are specialized in the Quran. They devote their lives to studying the Quran. So they have every tool and the apparatus at their disposal to make sure that they're reciting the Quran in a very precise way. And we want to insist on the precise recitation, because if everybody goes changing the Quran this way and that way, eventually it can go way out of whack, and one would lose the essential message. However, this situation that we encounter now is different from the situation in the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad, of whom be peace. In our present situation, we place a great emphasis on preserving the Quran letter for letter, word for word, because we want to make sure that nobody's going to change it. In the time of the Prophet Muhammad, of whom be peace, the most important impetus was to ensure that the message of the Quran be absorbed and put into practice and taught to others. So the words, which are the vehicles through which the
What's up?
So they just hold on a second. They just in or some type of troll or someone, and they were able to share their screen, and they're playing pornography again.
Okay.
So I didn't know how to do something about that, so I just ended the meeting because I didn't know who was doing it, because there was like 20 people, and then it was just happening so fast. I was just in the moment trying to play a video, then all of a sudden they just popped up on the screen.
Okay, let me see if I can get it restarted. Do you want to do that, or you just want to just call it a day?
Let's just do it again next week, and we'll try to make it more successful.
Okay.
Can you block me?
That's a bummer, man.
Can you block people from doing that?
I thought we have it set to where they can't unmute themselves. They can't unmute themselves, but
I'm downloading it right now, and I'm going to figure out what happened, who did what.
I downloaded it as well, so I'll try to figure that out as well.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's such a bummer, because I was just really into something. We'll do it next week.
Dave, that's a great show you're playing today. I mean, that's really vital. I think you ought to play it. You're going to do the same thing next week, right?
Yeah, I hope so, man. I hope so.
I got in there late, but anyway.
Sorry, man.
Did it happen like right away or?
Almost like 5 minutes ago. Yeah, just about 5 minutes ago.
I mean, how long were you on the air for that?
We were on the air for about like 7 minutes, maybe not even like maybe 5 minutes, like six minutes. So whoever did it, they were. You know, I don't know how they found out. It must be a troll from Facebook or something.
It's probably a troll. Yeah. Okay. Let me see here. Is this?
Man, that's such a bummer.
Some foul stuff, man.
Yeah, it's nasty. It wasn't any child stuff like last time, though. It was. It was. I'm not. I didn't even give it any time to load. I saw their screen. And I saw it was like. I saw like a naked body, and then I just right away ended the meeting. So.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to figure out which one of these downloads here is the video because I want to see what happens.
Okay.
That's not it.
What happened?
Yeah, we got
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
We got someone to clean pornography on there again.
Really?
Not even there, you guys.
Are you on your bike, Red? No. I'm actually in the car.
Oh, so yeah, you're going to see the screen anyway, so, yeah.
Okay. Here, this is...
You take a text down on your side, Jay. I'll send you a text, okay?
Oh. Okay, hey, thanks, man. Hey, so, yeah, I gotta get going too, but I appreciate that, Eric. We'll do it again next week, if you're really willing. It got shut down, whoever, they started playing the pornography or something on the screen, you could see it, and,
You just shut down the show after you saw it, is that what you're saying?
Well, last time in the video, they were able to, like, write on the screen. So I thought, okay, I'm just going to stop sharing my video because someone was writing on the screen, like, you know, over the video. And then all of a sudden, right when I stopped sharing my screen, someone else shared their screen, and you could just see, the pornography. And right away, I just ended it. Because I didn't know how to get rid of that. I didn't know how to...
All right. I did not get a video from a shot. I didn't download a video for some reason.
Okay. I got it. I just don't know how to. Let me see if I can figure out how to access it.
I got nothing. None of the downloads are showing what happened. So we'll just cut it until next week and do it then, guys. Yeah, well, it'll still be there next week. We got this. Not on StreamYard. I mean, you're still at the mercy of somebody wanting to share their screen. I'm going to look this week to see what happened, and Jay and I will get together. I got to run. I still got company here, guys. All right, ciao.